Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, the topic today is Generation X and the Retirement Challenge. It's not a new reality show, but it is reality. Generation X, meaning those born between 1965 and 1978, are turning the big 5-0. Now, we hear every day of reports of the baby boomers, 10,000 baby boomers a day turning 65, entering traditional retirement age. But what we don't hear enough about is the Generation X and what they're doing, how they are faring in their retirement preparations. Catherine Collinson with the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies is once again here with us to share her insights and the wealth of research that she and the Institute conduct. Catherine, what's going on? How are the Generation Xers doing in terms of retirement preparedness?
Greg, there's a huge difference between Gen X and baby boomers in terms of how they're going to go about funding their retirement. Gen X is the 401k generation. 401k plans were just coming online as they were entering the workforce, and they've had the chance to plan and save through those plans throughout most of their working careers, unlike baby boomers, who are more likely to rely on either traditional defined benefit plans or even Social Security. In fact, more than half of Gen X expect their primary source of income when they retire to come from a 401k or similar plan.
Right. Now, Gen Xers, however, think that they need the magical $1 million mark. Everybody thinks they need $1 million to live in retirement. That may or may not be sufficient. How have they done?
Okay. Well, there's a big disconnect in terms of Gen X's aspirations of saving and what they've actually saved so far. Gen Xers estimate they'll need to save about $1 million to retire comfortably. Yet, as of 2014, the median savings in household retirement accounts is only $70,000.
Ouch. That's a big gap to fill. How are they going to close that gap?
It's a huge gap to fill. And the first thing that Gen X needs to do is take a financial look in the mirror and calculate a savings goal. Most have guessed that they need $1 million. By calculating a goal, they may find that they need to save less or they may need to save more. And then work a plan in terms of how they are going to better meet that goal. And that can come from looking at reducing expenses, making some lifestyle changes, looking for work that maybe pays more, planning to work longer and retire at an older age. There's a lot of different variables that can influence their long-term savings, and they really need to put the pedal to the metal in terms of what they're contributing to their 401k plans and what they're saving outside of work.
Right. The message is time is of the essence, so get going. And at 50, you've still got a nice run ahead of you and can make a big difference. So thanks as always, Catherine, for the insights that you bring from the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth here on WYPR, your NPR news station.